So one day, Shivaji was with about 200 soldiers and moving leisurely in a certain area. And suddenly, a messenger comes running on his horse and says, "With a huge army of 10,000 people, he's chasing you. It's not very far. They're all on horseback. And within an hour or two, they'll reach here." Now, this is a crisis. 10,000 people who can reach here within 1 hour or 2 hours, and you can't reach in that much time to your place of resort, then death is certain. You'll be killed, there are no questions about this at all. One soldier called Baji Prabhu, he stands out and says, "Give me 50 people out of 150. We shall send you. You start now. We are sure to die. We shall lose the battle. But we shall stop the army here, because they have to fight with us. They fight with us, give you the time. In that much time, you will reach your destination." The two other soldiers also came out and said, "Give the chance to us." That was the bravery or heroism of these fighters. Ultimately, Shivaji agreed with Baji Prabhu and said, "You stand there." All the others ran away to their fort. In the meantime, this army had come. They gave a tremendous fight to this Alva army. They were maimed, wounded, fallen, crushed. Baji Prabhu lost his breath only when he heard the bugle of arrival of Shivaji in his fort, where he was safe. He lost a losing battle, but it became the pillar of success for Shivaji. Similarly, within ourselves also, we should do the same thing. Fight a losing battle and you will find there is one great reward in the universal economy. The real strength comes out when you fight a losing battle. So fight. So, fight is not something to be condemned in our peace education. You must know the true meaning of fight. Second is the question, fight with what attitude? Out of envy, out of violence, out of anger? No. Even Sri Krishna tells Arjuna, "You fight but yogastha, but establishing yoga, fight but yogastha, without any envy, without any violence in your conflict." This was the teaching of Sri Krishna. He didn't tell you kill your people, no. He said fight, but fight without envy, fight without anger, fight without violence. Now the question is, by what instrument you will fight? It is here that is the big debate. Fight without violence is a universal principle which must be announced. Violence is sure to be conquered. Envy to be conquered, first and foremost. So while you teach elimination of envy, you do not necessarily teach elimination of fight. Education for peace does not mean education to eliminate fights. But we must understand the different meanings of the fights. It's a matter of greater detail. Fight for what? Of what kind? There can be a fight which is debating, which nobody at present doubts. In any democracy, parliament is the only debating society. And debates are the only means of fighting. And nobody says you should not. The question is only whether when you fight, with what instruments you are fighting. And there the question very often comes whether you should fight with a bomb, with a sword, with a gun, or do you fight with, and for what means do you employ? There the answer is, you should try to minimize, this is important, minimize any physical means of fighting. That too, why should we eliminate physical means? Because if a human being has the most important instrument, which is his physical, anything that you possess fully in your own being, the most precious thing in a human being is his body. This is not sufficiently realized in our country because we think sharir is tuchha. Not true. Physical is extremely important. If you don't have the body, shariram adyam khalu dharma sadhanam. The body is a dharma sadhanam. If you want the highest ideal to be realized, it should be bodily realization. Body is extremely important. That is why any instrument by which your body is hurt, body is maimed, that you should avoid. And that is the only definition that you should use for violence. Violence is that kind of fight in which the physical is wounded. And that comes only when your extremity of anger also rises to the highest tempo. When I am debating with you and suddenly you don't believe what I say, I become angry and I catch you and say, now, do you agree with me or not? Comes to physical fights. So, the advice is that fight becomes violent, truly violent, otherwise also violence should go. I should be able to talk to you nicely, sweetly, lovingly, embracingly. And I should not have heat of that kind in which I want to win over you. It should be a joy of meeting. All debates should be joy. But when injustice is involved, when you are trying to get rid of injustice, and if you find that injustice cannot be eliminated except by physical war, then what can you say whether you should have it or not? It's not a question left to you. It's a question of time available to you. Injustice is before your eyes. The Your child is being kidnapped in your home before your eyes. You are not trying to debate with him, with the kidnapper. You should slaughter him on the spot. But not that you are envious or angry. It's the only instrument by which you get rid of him. It's not cowardice in those. Strength, fight against injustice. That was the reason why Mahabharata was fought. Because non-violent war, because Sri Krishna says, fight without anger. Rogastha, therefore it's a non-violent war. Sri Krishna taught war, but it was non-violent. That's the only meaning. Whether it's violence or non-violence is not a question of inflicting on the body a wound. A doctor also wounds you by operation. You don't call it violence. It's a means by which disease can be taken out of your body, that's all. If Duryodhana's injustice can be taken out of him only when his body is taken out, if this is the only means available, then what do we do? And that was the only pass which was available to Sri Krishna at that time. So Mahabharata war is a great example of a war which was fought with the idea of peace, with the highest value of non-violence. But you should be sure, you should not only justify your own mind, that I am fighting but all my love is out in my heart. I have no envy, I have no anger. Don't deceive yourself. When you fight, you should be really sure that in your mind, there is really no violence. Once somebody had written to the mother a letter, which I read out to the mother one time. In the present context of the world, is violence justified? If so, to what extent? So mother said to me to answer him saying, violence is not justified. Violence is not justified to any extent. So, the question of violence and non-violence is, first of all, first established. All violence arises out of envy. That must go. No justification. But whether you should use this instrument or that instrument, it's a question of the present situation. We should not debate on that question so much because that is where many people fight on this question. Depending on our situation, if you want to cure something on a given situation, what is the practical means of doing it? Very often it is said, don't use any physical weapon unless you are attacked. Armies are nowadays in every country, armies are raised for self-defense. Not for attacking, but for self-defense. Somebody is going to kill you now and then you have to defend yourself before you are destroyed. So, while you make a curriculum, these questions have to be answered properly and rightly and you have to give correct examples. Alright?